I do not. You know, I play tight end in college. I played a lot of the move back position in college. H-back is what we call it. Some teams call it the U-back. But I do not know what position. So, you know, fullback to tight end, most likely.
Ryan, what precipitated the move to tight end?
What was that? I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
What precipitated the move to tight end?
To move to tight end? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Why did you move to tight end your senior year?
I was always a tight end. I moved to linebacker for a brief stint because we had a lot of injuries. But I came in as a – actually, I came in – I was in high school, I was a wide receiver. But I came in as a tight end to college and moved for probably a spring and into training camp because we had a lot of injuries to our linebacking corps.
How much pride are you taking your special teams play?
How much pride do I play in it? I honestly think it's a third of the game. I think it's as important as offense and defense. So I really do take a lot of pride in it. It's something that I've played obviously a lot of throughout my college career. So it's something that I do really put a lot of stock in. And I won our special teams award all 4 years that I played here. So it's something that I really think is important, and I really take pride in. So.
Hey, Ryan, were the majority of your snaps lining up in the backfield, and how would you describe yourself as a blocker?
How would I describe myself as a blocker?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's something that I need to work on. I'm a pretty good blocker, but it's something that I'd really like to put a lot of emphasis on, coming into this new phase of my career.
You played both ways in one game. Can you kind of talk about that and what fun that was?
Yeah, it was my junior year. I played both ways against NC State. It was the same situation where we had a lot of injuries and they threw me in there. And I think I played three or four series of linebacker, and I played tight end as well. And it was fun. By no means was I any good at linebacker. I mean, it's nothing that I would hang my hat on, but it's kind of cool to say that I did it, and I enjoyed it, and it made me a lot better special team.
Ryan, what do you make of the lockout situation, and kind of what's your mentality when you have this kind of uncertainty?
I know a lot about the lockout. I followed it a little bit, but I didn't. It's not something that I focused on. And it's not something that I'm going to focus on. Obviously, it'd be nice to be able to communicate with the coaches. It'd be nice to be able to get the playbook and get a head start on that. But, it's not going to change the way I prepare. It's not going to change the way that I train for, the mini camps and training camps. So, I'm just hoping that things get worked out and, we'll go from there.
Did you think you might be a free agent? You wouldn't know where you'd be here for the next who knows how many months?
Man, I'll tell you, the thought definitely crossed my mind. I was out playing golf with about eight of my dad and about seven of my friends, and as I watched the draft go by, it definitely started crossing my mind, and I can't tell you how excited I am just to get the opportunity to play on the team. Like the Green Bay Packers, I think that's just one of the best opportunities I've ever had. So,
was it a challenging senior season given all the stuff going on around the program? I'm sure you guys had high hopes, and then they just kind of all had to crash and burn.
Right. Obviously there was a lot of coming into our season this year, obviously we had some really good players, and right now I'm not even sure how many of our guys got drafted, but it's a good percentage of them. We had a lot of hype, and it was a little disappointing, but I think we dealt with it well. We had some great senior leaders. Our quarterback did a really good job. TJ Yates did a really good job of holding us together, and it's just one of those things that happens, and you keep moving and you grow from the experience.
Do you have your college degree?
Yes, sir. I got it in December, actually.
And what was your degree and what was your grade point?
It was just under 3.0, 2.9 something, 2.9, you know, whatever. But it was in communications, so.
You had a a visit here. I guess, how did that go? Did you have a pretty good feeling about the Packers' interest in you? Or any reading at all on it?
Coach McCarthy, obviously, he told me they were very interested in me. I didn't know how interested they would be. But, I thought the meeting went very well. I thought it was a good meeting. So, it went as good as we could have hoped.
Was that your only visit?
No, I had four others. Don't look there. I had four others. I had Houston. I had Seattle, the 49ers, and the Vikings.
Anything else, Ron?
Who's your agent?
Jamie Brannion. He also represents the agency's athletes first. They also represent Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews and DJ Raji. So, pretty good standing on the team right now.